How you doing? I've seen your website some already, so all right, thank you. Oops, I'm sorry.
Why are the Anabaptists not repenting of all of their sin? Why are they not preaching Christ crucified to the lost world like the people that you shamefully name yourself after? Do you realize Menno would come back and rebuke you for naming yourself Mennonites? Who are we supposed to lift up, sir? What's your name?
My name is Jason.
Jason?
Yeah.
Are you related to Glenn at all?
No.
Glenn hid from me years ago and wouldn't give an answer in the Word of God.
Well, maybe if you wouldn't attack all the time.
Attack?
Help. Yeah.
You mean testing and asking questions?
Yeah, well...
Is attacking?
Your tone of voice is very confronting.
Really? Do you know what Menno Simon said? Menno Simon said, give me safe passage anywhere, I'll come and debate anyone. Go read the writings of Menno. He was a bold man of God. He was a bold man of God.
Look at that. We preach the gospel. How about that?
This is where I stand.
Yeah? What's your name, sir?
Yeah.
You will be on our website.
Yep.
This testing's going to go around the world.
See, this is the problem with you, is that people tend to get into confrontations instead of actually debate.
Really? Did Paul have conflict debate, and did he go against the Pharisees of his day? Did Jesus?
He knew when to do it and when not.
Really? Well, I'm here doing it, calling you out of your sin. The testing, look it up.
Yep.
Look it up and send me an email. Send me an email and refute what I'm saying about your false gospel, your ecumenicalism. Everyone, welcome. I have a question. In the New Testament body.
Are you preaching this?
In the New Testament body, was everyone welcome?
Preach this.
Was everyone welcome?
Preach this.
Wow, that's good.
You missed it. I was already out preaching the gospel. That's not the full gospel, by the way. That's not the full gospel. How do you find eternal life?
I can't improve on that.
How do you can't improve? You don't have to repent?
Huh? I said I can't improve on that.
Do you? But you're saying, what is this, the gospel? It's a wonderful scripture verse that leads us to the gospel. Do we have to repent to find eternal life?
Of course.
Can you keep sin on and on as you do with your pagan holidays, your feminization, and not repent?
Stick with this.
Hold on.
Really? You just said you have to repent. You haven't repented, Anabaptists. You haven't. I just saw Glenn's son come out with a gross display of feminization, his wife talking to a man about the things of God when women are to be silent.
Oh, come on.
Really?
Look, here's where I'm sticking.
Yeah. Repent and be born again by the gospel. Obey him in obedience and endure. That's the gospel. Just believing is not the gospel. Even the demons believe and tremble. Even the demons believe and tremble. Really? I tell you what, I'm just going to lift up my voice here. I'm not interested in talking to you anymore. I'm going to preach the biblical gospel and call people out of their sin. The Anabaptist faith is sinful. It's made of traditions of man. The Anabaptist faith is prideful. It will not repent. The Anabaptist faith keeps pagan holidays. Ah, he's bringing up his favorite divorce and remarriage topic. Menno Simons didn't even teach what you wicked Anabaptists teach today.
Wicked now.
Menno.
We actually teach the Bible.
Menno taught whatever happened to you before conversion was washed away. You've changed your doctrines to please your own people.
Talking about marriage.
Test yourself to the Word of God.
Bye.
Repent, Anabaptists, and your traditions of men, your false gospels. Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you Anabaptists? Jesus said, you must worship in spirit and in truth. You're not worshiping in spirit and truth. You're worshiping in lies and false ways. We love you enough to call you out. Repent. Seek the kingdom of God, not the false Anabaptist faith. Jude says, earnestly contend for the faith once delivered. Look up our testing. It does that. It exposes your Mennonite faith as unbiblical. You cannot please God in your false ways and your ecumenicalism. Repent, Anabaptists. We love you.